Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 20th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. The Bootleg Fire continues to grow larger after merging with the Log Fire in southern Oregon. It's now more than 364,000 acres in size, four times larger than the city of Portland. Oregon Governor Kate Brown will be joined by multiple agencies this morning with an update on the state's wildfire response. We'll have the latest on coin.com. A Portland rioter will spend the next 4 years in prison. Cyan Waters Bass pled guilty to arson and assault charges. Police say last September, he used a wrist rocket slingshot to damage Justice Center windows. Bass also lit and threw a Molotov cocktail at Portland police officers. He's estimated to have caused more than $46,000 in damage. A Florida man has been sentenced to 8 months in prison for his role in the failed insurrection at the Capitol. Paul Hodgkins was among the group that breached the Senate chambers on January 6th. The 38-year-old is the first Capitol suspect to be charged with a felony to be sentenced. His punishment could set the bar for others facing similar charges. The Los Angeles police chief says the fireworks explosion that injured 17 people and rocked a neighborhood last month was likely caused by human error. He claims the bomb squad miscalculated the weight of the homemade fireworks when they detonated them inside the containment chamber. Those five bomb squad members have been removed from field duties as the investigation continues. They could face disciplinary action. COVID-19 is once again surging in the U.S. For the first time since January, all 50 states are now reporting rising infection rates. Experts say most hospitalizations and deaths involve people who have not been vaccinated. They also point out that fully vaccinated people who get breakthrough COVID cases are rarely ending up in the hospital. Billionaire Jeff Bezos and his crew successfully launched and landed Blue Origin's New Shepard this morning. The 11-minute trip launched Bezos and three others about 66 miles above Earth. They floated in microgravity for a few minutes before parachutes and thruster rockets landed the capsule back in the desert of West Texas. The entire flight was completely automated and controlled from the ground. Bezos chose today for the launch because July 20th marks the 52nd anniversary of the lunar landing in 1969. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.